Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, 5.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found. All right, back at it. Round 6.
Already.
Technical knockout, 1-2 punch. Sting like a butterfly, sting like a bee. No, move like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
We're still standing
Muhammad
strong.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah. Anyways, we got a special guest today.
Very
Julia,
special guest.
Tell them who we got.
The very special Patricia, my sister.
Hey, Patricia. How's
it
going?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah,
we know
for your time.
You're so busy all the time and we really appreciate
it. As I said, it's like meditation, having some rest and from the busy day-to-day life, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Glad you could make it out.
Right. Where are you actually? Yes. We're calling you from where? Where do you live right now?
I'm actually in New Zealand.
Oh, hello. Down under.
Where the Kiwis are.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, down under, that's more Australia. But
is that more down under and to the right?
To say that.
Is that right? Down under and to the right.
China, so where are you guys if Australia's down under? Are you down,
well,
down
we're
under?
Down.
I hope you guys don't fall down, down.
Yeah, well, it's definitely opposite season here at the moment, right? I mean, we're having just the beginning of spring, so that's quite beautiful.
Oh,
all the birds waking up and...
Nice.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I like spring. I like fall, too.
Fall's yeah, good. Shane is
we're getting
missing,
into fall.
Missing the cooler seasons now, and I'm like, I still want the summer, though.
Yeah, I can't wait till it gets
so
fall.
Nice.
I'm done with summer.
Really? Wow.
We're sweating a lot.
I like summer.
I love the summer.
But fall, I don't know. Everything gets back into its routine, and it just kind of gets, everything falls back into place in the fall, I find.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun these days is really intense here, you know? We really feel actually almost drained by the end of the day.
Yeah,
it's really strong these days.
I definitely find once summer has arrived, it's almost like it's too hot after a while. You've been looking forward to so much to summer.
Right.
And then after a month or so, you're like, actually, I'm done. It's okay. That was too much.
Yeah, right.
So I definitely see your point. But I'm still looking forward to it. So I only have just hit spring. So I'm looking forward to summer.
Right.
Do you get hot summers in New Zealand?
They're quite hot. I have to say, I'm very happy that the winters are not that cold. So that's a bonus. I really like that.
Oh,
and the sun is
shining
most of the time, even winter, autumn, any time of the season. It's actually quite sunny. I really love that.
Oh, we don't have that, you know, in the wintertime.
Yeah, I know.
Rain,
Germany.
Rain.
Yeah, and you guys in Vancouver. So rainy, yeah, and quite gray and dark.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, lucky you. That's
right.
Good.
We got some vitamin D and exercise in us, and we're good to go.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
We got one of those those lights, too. That
Yeah,
those sad lights.
Oh, you got
seasonal affective disorder lights.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I got one.
Patricia?
I cannot recall that. Maybe longer. Do they exist for a long time already, or are they
They're like this super bright light that put out 10,000 lux of light, so it's almost like a blue sky
super
light.
Super bright.
Yeah, and you put it in the morning, and your cones in your eyes just go and wakes you right up.
Nice.
Like you, it almost gives you that happy feeling when you.
It is
oh,
like, when you're in
nice.
The sun.
Yeah,
you can feel your whole eyeballs. You know, like it's
pretty bright.
Like,
really?
Yeah. Like
wow.
It's very like that's refreshing
awesome.
For that.
Plants like it too.
Brain.
That's how we feed some of our indoor plants.
Mm-hmm. No, it really makes a difference. You know, in the morning when I exercise, I use that type of lamp in the wintertime, and it really energizes me and helps me for exercising because you're more sleepy.
That's so cool,
you know, when
you
wake
have
up.
That.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
In Vancouver, I would suggest it.
Yeah, maybe not where you are, but still, why not, right? If you have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty happy, as I said. But yeah, that sounds like something to have in Germany even, maybe for our parents.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the gloomy season.
Good stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Well, actually, talking about you, right, more, you're like very talented and...
Multi-talented.
Totally. And
thank you.
talking about food, making food, and we know you're an amazing plant-based chef, and you've been like in breakfast TV in Canada, actually on the radio at Georgia Strait, and so many other things on other newspapers, and even in New Zealand, I remember you were with Paul in the newspaper about your business. And yeah, tell us more about yourself. What do you do these days?
Well, as you started saying it, I pretty much, my career started big time in Vancouver.
Nice.
And after the experience in Vancouver, mostly, I went back, to New Zealand. And that's where the career about having a plant-based cafe pretty much started. The first time for Paul and I to own a restaurant, but also the first organic and plant-based cafe in whole New Zealand at that time. And that was in 2010. Early 2010, we opened the doors. And at that time, there was no other purely plant-based cafe or restaurant in the whole country.
That's amazing.
So you started the movement.
We didn't know that really, but it was quite, how do you say, like a...
inspirational.
When people started telling us and we researched, we felt quite, that's quite a challenge, you know?
Yeah, you guys are brave.
Yeah.
Well, it was quite fun. We always felt like we came from the future because having lived in Vancouver where there's so many, let's say, definitely lots of cafes and restaurants that did already plant-based meals and even options on the menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then going to New Zealand where there was hardly any place you could eat a plant-based meal, it was really out of concept pretty much.
How did you handle it then?
Yeah?
How did you handle going out to places that didn't... did they still have some options? Could they accommodate you?
Well, this is the thing, you probably know that from Vancouver, maybe the first year or so when you move there, that in the beginning, they usually take things away and say, we can make this vegan or vegetarian or whatever the point they are serving.
Right.
But let's say plant-based, they would say, yeah, we put away you just skip the cheese. You just don't put the cheese on. But I believe if you take something away, it would be really accommodating if you put something in place of what you took away.
Right.
It could be just as simple as a dollop of hummus or maybe some tomato sauce, you know, something
or
else
avocado.
That maybe suits the dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're going to take the cheese away, I want the avocado in there, right? They're about the same price, I think.
And that's the thing that I wasn't too, you'd say, happy about most of the time when we went out for lunch or dinner. So we mostly went to places like Thai and Indian where it was already naturally plant-based, but usually maybe one or two dishes that you could choose from.
Right.
So, and it got quite boring after time. So the good thing is we had quite a few options, you know, that were quite diverse, our own menu. So we ate in quite a lot, you know, in our own place.
And that's the way to do it. Cooking for yourself. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Or you were talking about in your own restaurant, you...
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So
you know,
we worked quite long hours.
Right.
Because everyone that has already worked for a restaurant or cafe or has even had their own or has their own knows how much time it actually takes, not only to serve your clients and prepare the dishes, but it's all everything beforehand and after, like the intro, the main and the outro, pretty much about running a business.
Yeah.
So we spent most of the time at least 10 hours a day in our place. And if you start eating, you continue eating your own food, which is a great thing. You know, you kind of like feel the energy of your wholesome foods and you can tell people all about it.
Right.
So you're eating it all day long.
That's great. Yeah, you're really living it, right? And you eat all the stuff that you actually sell as well. It's not just like, oh, it's for the money or whatever. You're actually a living example.
Or it's just healthy and good for you, but I don't eat it or something. No, it was really definitely one of the most amazing experiences. And when I say was, because we don't have it anymore.
Right.
So here we're getting to the next level of my experience or my career that we actually experienced the earthquake in 2011. So that was like
two weeks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But, you know, actually we had quite interesting let's say, opportunities coming out from it. Of course, the experience is still, for most people, one of the worst, probably.
Right.
We just try to do the best out of it and reorganized our business, reinvented it, and said, instead of trying to survive in a city where there's everyone is kind of scared that the next earthquake hits or scared to go outside, and you wouldn't open another place somewhere safer or somewhere different, you know. So instead, we said, let's have a break and maybe even shift somewhere else. So we started shifting towards an online business.
Right.
And that was kind of like a challenging aspect about it, that suddenly our food is not fresh anymore, right? So otherwise we would, how do we give it to people online? We would have to ship it. But the cool thing is about it, that suddenly all, like people nationally could get access to our food. So we started reinventing our line and saying our brand was finally offering functional whole foods. So you have like in a bag, a spoon full of nutrition, because we add maybe some dried greens and some protein and mix it together. And it's like almost like a meal replacement. That's how we started off. And then we developed more and more different categories, like protein powders only, then wellness shots and dried green juices, you know, that you like instant green juices. You just take a spoon out of the bag and stir it up in some water.
Right.
So yeah, we actually did the best that we could, and we're actually at the moment very, very happy with how things are going.
That's good.
What is your company called? For the listeners?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's Eternal Delight.
Right.
And the cafe was called like that too, right?
Yes, we kept the name. We always kept the name. Just the kind of message, the field we are playing on was changing slightly, but we still do foods, you know. We still have like protein bars and pestos and kind of food that lasts longer, and you package it and then it's just ready to go. But most of the food is dried and it has a very long shelf life.
Right. So if people want to find your stuff, we'll include your link in the show notes.
Definitely. And we got to have
check some stuff up. Yeah.
We got to have to have you on the podcast more for your business, what you're doing these days with Paul. So
yeah, we definitely have to have an episode just purely on your business.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have you back.
Okay, let's do that then.
We can do that at another later time and figure out the ins and outs of owning a plant-based business that, you know, like you said, you had to reinvent like a totally different business model, because now you're dealing with online business model instead of having just people come to your door. Now you have to get people like say, hey, I'm here, because it's such a big world in the online industry, right?
It's not like you're cooking in the kitchen, right? It's like so different.
And people will find you because it's different. Word of mouth. Yeah, right?
So you gotta definitely talk.
And you saying that it's different, actually, I feel different too, because obviously my profession is originally I'm a plant-based chef.
Right.
However, adjusting to all these changes and challenges, I have learned so much more that I actually have become a food developer and a specialist in combining ingredients and pretty much creating signature formulas, you know, and making them taste great by just adding water. So that's quite off. On the one hand, it's a challenge, but on the other hand, it's also like a little bit, that's it, you know, for a chef, you want more. You want to figure
you're almost like a chemist now.
She always had that foundation,
flavors,
though.
You know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
You always had that foundation of being a chemist, but also an artist, you know? Like,
I love
always
were aspects.
For the presentation. Now it's more the packaging, right? So people get the most
nutrients. You're right, yeah. So it's definitely the packaging with some, you know, you have some fun with it, put some colors in there and get people to just enjoy it while they're, you know, they look at it and feel like having it or take it with them. We have travel sizes, actually, so people even can take it on the road.
Awesome.
But that we can talk about more next time when we talk about the business.
I'm actually curious. Well, I know the story, but can you
but
tell
the listeners?
Are
curious.
Yeah, exactly. About like how you became plant-based, right? Like how you did the switch.
Yeah,
like from
in a nutshell, I try to keep it short because it's quite a long story.
Yeah.
But basically, I had nutrition in high school, early high school.
Right.
And I was quite amazed by the way how vitamins and minerals work together and nutrition in general, like how nutrients are present in certain foods more or less, you know, let's say more protein here, less protein there, incomplete amino protein there because some amino acids here. And I got quite amazed almost from a mathematical aspect that I thought, wow, so does that mean if I eat that one and that one together, I get my complete protein because they have these foods have these amino acids and these foods have the other remaining amino acids.
Right.
Oh, wow. I was so amazed by that. And I have to add that our mom at that time, I remember her always saying, oh, I don't want to eat meat, but I guess
I
have to.
I remember.
As a kid, I already grew up like that, that my mom didn't like meat. And I didn't think about it. It just was present in our growing up, you know, with our parents, that my mom had that kind of like relationship or let's say love-hate relationship with meat. And then in school, when I heard all this about nutrition, like this was a quite interesting teacher. She's really spoke about health food and then like not telling us what to eat, but just informing us what is all in it and what it is made of.
Right.
And I was so amazed by it that I always went home after, every time I came home after a class in biology, which we got the nutrition class, I would tell my mom all about it. I was so excited. I was sharing it. And while I was sharing it, I pretty much learned even more about it, right? Because I was like repeating it and I was
teaching.
I remember.
Yeah,
teaching and also myself remembering so well.
She read even more at home. I saw that.
Actually, yeah, I was eventually I would even go to bookstores and try to find more information on what the teacher said. Maybe I heard about, one day she actually said, there's people in the world that don't eat meat. That's all she said. She never mentioned anything about vegetarian, vegan, or plant-based. She just said, there's people out there that don't eat meat.
She and planted like, a seed with that she one saying, eh?
Yeah,
crazy.
I was actually very happy to hear that, but for my mom, this is a funny thing, not for myself. I didn't actually think too much about this aspect of the meat about myself. I was like, oh, I should tell my mom. She'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah,
And she really was happy about it. And I started, the next stage was that I started cooking with the information I gathered in school and the information I read about in the books.
Right.
I started cooking because I would get some cookbooks with healthy food because it was all about that I learned actually in school, whole foods. That was the first step. So here we have my first stage was whole foods. Nothing about plant-based. It was all part of it. You know, plant-based was always part of it.
For sure,
so I started cooking whole foods. Suddenly I said to my parents, hey, brown rice is actually more nutritious than white rice. There's not much in it. And my dad says, well, why don't you go shopping then? And I literally said, yes, of course.
Let me guess, you went shopping and got all the good ingredients. Yeah.
I did go shopping. Got all the healthier alternatives, you know, like brown rice, brown rice, then whole wheat pasta, all the standards that are out there right now that everyone pretty much eats like normally, you know.
Let's
just say everyone has eaten brown rice now and whole wheat pasta. You know, it's nothing new anymore, but at that time it was actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then after the experience with cooking, we all felt. This is the coolest part probably with my family. Again, it was not about plant-based, but eating wholesome, whole foods, the whole family. I tried to cook as much as I could because I had to go to school as well. But every time we ate, we felt so good.
Yeah.
Everyone, even my dad, you know?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Eventually, I learned about vegetarian, right? Because I came across certain books.
Yeah.
Undeniable.
And then I started cooking. Plant-based is, let's say, vegetarian,
right?
You know, like still cheese and shit like that. But my parents didn't necessarily miss the meat too much. But of course, I was talking more and more like how we're gonna not use meat anymore and I'm gonna use this instead. and right. that here.
Experimenting.
And then I think we, I think Julia, our mom, and all our siblings together, we pretty much ate vegetarian at one mm-hmm. stage.
Right.
Wow.
And my dad was kind of like, oh, no meat, whatever. You know, he didn't care too much. He wanted his meat once in a while. He wanted to have it.
Right.
But then here's the point. One day I read this article and there was like a little kind of like an ad saying there's a vegetarian party coming up.
Right, that's how you
read it. Like, whoa, look at that, the vegetarian party.
Yeah.
We're vegetarian, right? We felt yeah. great. We wanted to meet the same people.
It's like an organic festival. Anyone. Kind of, that's what it's called. Öko-Fete, right, Patricia?
You're right. It was called that. But I think it was said that they said they would have vegetarian food.
Right, yes.
Öko, like ecological or bio party, you know, organic yeah. party.
Right.
With vegetarian food. You're yeah. right, Julia. Mm-hmm. I remember now.
Yeah.
And that's what attracted us. We're like, okay, it's healthy and it's vegetarian. And
they want to
be people like us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, let's go. And again, it's quite a long story because that's the part where Julia and I pretty much felt the transformation before we even understood what was going on.
Right.
Because we had to go and take our bikes and ride over 100 kilometers. It was like 111, I think, altogether.
Oh, it was like a marathon. 100 kilometers
yeah,
in total
and it
bike
was,
ride?
We saw. I'm sorry?
100K total bike ride.
Yes,
wow.
exactly.
That's a long bike ride.
And
so long.
To add something, it was actually supposed to be a group, but we missed a group.
Yeah, we missed the train, remember, Patricia?
We had a map.
We missed the train, so we decided to ride. With our bike
yeah, well,
to get
it was,
there.
There were people going by train, but we had to take the train anyways to get into Potsdam, the place where everyone was meeting.
Right.
I texted them. I tried to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And we were already one train too late, but then it was another train too late, and they said they can't wait anymore. They're already half an hour too late.
Yeah.
And they have to go. And so that's why we missed them by 45 minutes, probably. It's too long, I understand. So, but we were so excited that we didn't want to stop the journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we just got a map and then went on our own. And it was, I like to read maps, to be honest, ever since.
You're pretty good at that.
I always try to find out where things are and look at the map. I was quite amazed by that,
mm-hmm.
Geography. Yeah, so we just took it in our own hands and just went, and we made it. We were so hungry when we arrived.
Oh,
I bet.
So and hungry.
This is another, this could be stretched as well.
This could be a whole episode.
Totally right.
Yeah. To be honest, it actually is. And it could be even a little book, you know, the
right.
journey of a vegan or a couple of vegans, you know.
Exactly.
But in the end, we were sitting by the table. Everyone greeted us very friendly and welcoming, and they thought we must be hungry. And they said, "You're lucky. We're serving dinner in a few minutes, so take a seat." And so Julia and I were sitting together, and we see this chef running back and forth, super busy. And then he finally says, "Food is ready. Come up and take." You know, it was like a buffet, and
right.
could take whatever we wanted. And we go out there, and Julia's like, "Looks like meat." And
so
I'm
bloody.
Like, "Oh, Julia, it's not meat. It's all vegetarian. That's what it was advertised as." And I was so hungry that I didn't want to doubt it or question or discuss it. So I just filled my plate. But guess what? I'm sitting down. I'm looking at it. Julia says it again. She's like, "Patricia, it smells like meat." And then yeah. I'm like, "Okay, Julia, I try first." I cut it.
Yeah.
It was like a sausage, you know, like a, it was supposed to be
meatballs,
plant-based.
Some stuff
what is it, like the Bulgarian, Hungarian type of sausages, Julia? Remember, kind of spicy? I forgot
the
word.
Right, and I remember there were some meatballs too.
Okay, but it started off with the sausages, you remember? I cut it.
Yeah.
And then I look at it, and it's so red inside. It was
Whoa.
Like fried brown outside, but then you cut it, it's like reddish kind of
yeah.
bloody look. And I look at Julia, and I'm like, "Okay, I think I'm going to ask him." So he's running back and forth. I see him here and there. And I say, "Excuse me, And I say, is this vegetarian? And he just shortly, yes, just quick and easy, and just left again.
Yeah, I remember.
And I go, Julia, you heard it. She's like, okay. I said, well, I take the first bite. I eat it. And I like, it tastes like meat.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then we're like, we have to ask again. Then I stop him again. And I said, I just had a bite and it tastes like meat. And he's like, but it's not. It's vegetarian. He was kind of annoyed.
Yeah,
he
was
again.
Really serious.
And I said to Julia, Julia, you heard it? What else do you need? Just eat up now. You know, I was kind of annoyed at that time. And I admit I felt similar like Julia, but I had to be the bravest because I was, you know, the oldest. And I just thought, just be a good example and just eat and show you it's okay. And so I ate up. Then it was actually pretty intense. I don't think we enjoyed it too much because it tasted too much like meat, right, Julia?
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty
what
intense.
Was
it
was made of? That it was so close to meat. That soy, maybe?
Just the spices and the texture, right?
That's a very good question, actually, Shane. Because I addressed it to the chef later on. I said, hey, so I have a question. I know you already said it's vegetarian, but I have a question. How did you make it look like blood? He's like, just beet juice.
Beet juice.
And he was so casual about it. He just put in beet juice. It was like tofu base.
Yeah.
For the sausage texture, let's say, and protein, you know. And then he just put other ingredients like spices and the beet juice for coloring, you know, to make it kind of like bloody looking, meat looking.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I cannot recall the exact details, but that's what it basically was, you know, tofu and crumbled up, you know, mixed with other ingredients and the beet juice in there. And then when you fry it again, it becomes darker from the outside, but it stays, of course, red because it didn't get the heat in there
inside.
The fire, you know, the,
yeah, it was
the crunchy
really,
oily.
Wow.
Anyways,
they knew what they were doing.
I think the food... Sorry?
That's so good.
They knew what they were doing when they were cooking that.
Yeah.
Those sausages and those
plant-based ones. Absolutely. And, and here's the cool thing is, right, eventually we found out this whole event wasn't vegetarian. Yes, it was organic,
what?
Whole food, but it was actually completely plant-based.
Oh.
And we didn't know
about becoming a more aware person of what's going on around you. It was an event, a party, a weekend, three nights of education, how politics, environmental reasons influence us to eat in a certain way or not, you know. And we were so amazed that Julia and I, most of the time when we went to lectures, they were lectures,
they
workshops, we would just look at each other. And we literally made the decision to just, whatever we heard about, if it was about leather, let's just say, how leather gets comes from cows mainly and other animals, and how they get processed and turned into bags and clothing. So Julia and I, we just looked at each other, kind of like with our eyes, we kind of telepathically talked to each other, said, no more.
Right.
We're done with that.
That's how we did it.
Sister talk.
Decision made. No discussion. No need to discuss. Because we're both on the same page. We're in the same room. We hear the same thing. We feel the same.
Exactly.
Done.
Wow.
And if it was about food, okay, we got it. It was all about plant-based ingredients, not even anything related to vegetarian as advertised on the on the ad. And then again, we're like, well, we're vegetarian anyways at the moment. And the moment we arrived, we were not anymore, obviously, because we ate vegan and plant-based ingredients anyways. So we're like, okay, let's keep that up. Decided again. Every time we went to a workshop, presentation, like slideshows and all kinds of things. It was for 3 days again, right? 3 days.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 days,
great.
I remember.
We had all the information, all the education, from politics again, from
global things,
environmental,
it was like
everything.
The whole.
Yeah,
yeah.
I always said to Julia, when people ask me and how I went vegan or, you know, plant based or whatever. I mean, some people go vegetarian first, which I did go.
Right.
It's actually something everyone has to decide for themselves. But I naturally was ready for it. I felt this is my call. And Julia felt the same, so that's why we didn't actually talk too much about the decision because it was already made. But I said to people, I went vegan with all my senses.
Right. Mm-hmm, it just, it felt right. It feels right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, too.
You were ready, too.
You can read science and everything, yeah. And it just makes sense.
Exactly. Yes. We didn't feel pressured at all, you know? We just, like, if something makes sense to us, you know, we're like, we're ready for it.
That's what I tell people. They're like, oh, how'd you go vegan? Or why'd you go? And I just say, it just makes sense. I'm like, there's just no thing about it. It just makes sense. And then if anyone tries to, like, try to pick it apart, You just lay out the facts, the scientific, everything, and it just makes sense, right?
And Shane, if it doesn't make sense to someone, right, then don't go yet. But maybe it makes sense later on the track.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe meet I always believe.
We're always learning, right?
Being open to listen to somebody else. Let's say maybe I talk to someone and they say, I'm not too sure what you're on about. I like this or I whatever. And then they meet someone else half a year later or maybe even only 1 week later. And they say, oh, now I got it. I mean, here we go. It needs to make sense.
Exactly.
No pressure. It just needs to make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, maybe you clarify some questions. Just
for sure.
Yeah, just ask us, right?
Just ask us questions. Email us.
Totally. Yeah. You got to feel ready, right? And you start somewhere, right? There's like a transition too. Like I even remember when we became vegetarian, actually we talked that at another episode before, I think, like that we went actually transition wise, like we cut out red meat and then like the white, let's say meat, chicken and turkey and all this stuff, right? So if some people need that, the transition, then go for it, you know, if that's a safer way to go. But we actually had our last podcast, we had a guest, actually he went, well, actually, he was vegetarian for a bit, but then he went vegan, you know, very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's so but different, Julie, everyone,
I like what you just said, because what you described our very first stages, how we cut out, which I pretty much skipped for some reasons, but obviously you covered it in the first episode. The step-by-step process was, again, based on being that it makes sense. Maybe we didn't – I know that we didn't even know about how animals were treated. We just cut out, let's say, red meat because I learned in school about nutrition and that on the way, learning about nutrition, discovered a book talking about red meat. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, everyone talks about red meat being not so good for you, right?
But people still eat it.
So that's what you cut out first.
Right, like we have the steakhouses still, first. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for me, I can't digest red meat very well, so I just stopped eating it even before I turned, you know, vegan. I just stopped eating red meat.
But that's a physiological issue.
Yeah,
right?
Some people do, some people don't. But yeah, I mean, that's just
individual choices. And that's why if it's like you just said, maybe later on the track, as you must have discovered other reasons why, and you're quite happy that you have maybe that indigestion, let's just say.
For sure, yeah. There's a reason why my body probably doesn't digest.
I heard some stories.
Yeah.
I meet a lot of people in my business, as a chef, and also in our business, that have certain issues, you know, like gluten intolerance and all these things. But I always tell them, see it as a blessing, because look at all the food out there, full of gluten, sugar, and all that stuff.
Right.
So true.
See it as a blessing, and tell yourself, I'm gonna just change my diet.
Totally.
In a good way,
and you get healthier
way.
In the end.
You don't
end.
Have to have gluten or dairy if somebody's dairy intolerant and all that stuff. It's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, why suffer and eat something that doesn't agree with your body, like when there's so much food out there, right? Why put yourself so uncomfortable just because everyone else is having it? Like if you have a dairy intolerance, why go have the ice cream that's going to make you, you know, be sick at the end of the night, right?
Exactly, for days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's so much food out there or like different equivalents to that food.
You can make so much food at home.
Yeah.
Like with awesome recipes out there, and you guys offer already several recipes, which plus coming, right?
Way more.
So there's no need. There's no
weekly.
Need to just eat what is out there. You make your own choices as
so
well at
true.
Home.
Right.
I like that you even mentioned it because you live more in the countryside, right? Where are you guys located? Where do you guys live?
It's not really countryside, but it's definitely a town, you know, a township, let's say.
Okay.
Probably
bigger
than a township. And of course, we have our supermarkets and stores. But only recently, probably the last 9 months, it has been improving for the plant-based choices in the supermarkets only. And right. restaurants, I think, you know, it's of non-existence still. You know, you have to go Indian, which I'm over it, you know, if I eat Indian
any
Thai
more chickpeas
every time,
or any more,
I want
or
an option, or, you know, lentils. I just rather don't eat it. I'd rather have some fries, you know, some unhealthy fries.
Yeah, some pub, fries
some
today.
Pub food, right? The vegan pub yeah. food that we like to cook a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. Yeah. But, yeah, which, but yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, to answer your question, how it actually is here in let's call it countryside or small town.
Right.
I find it's quite okay, you know, because of the fact that I am a chef and I can cook with the ingredients at home. I can turn it into something really nice.
Right.
I mean, just for the fact of having coconut yogurt, it makes a big difference. For me, it's like my cheese, you know, my vegan, plant-based, fermented alternative of
I love
eating
stuff.
Cheese.
Do you want to actually know what Shane made not too long ago? Actually, cheese and you know what probiotics he used from the kombucha? And
oh,
then
yeah,
he made nice. Cheese.
Kombucha.
You should try that.
Very good.
Making a cheese with like some kombucha fluid in it.
Yeah.
Like mix it and then let
fantastic.
It ferment and it tastes really cheesy. Like even the smell, right? Remember?
It ferments it, right? Because
yeah.
it takes the sugars
nice.
Out of the nuts and out of everything and eats it,
ooh.
Right?
Because so. I know
amazing.
You do kombucha, so you should kind of save
yeah,
up
yeah.
a bit and then...
Yeah. I'll have to put a recipe up.
Yeah, totally.
Up on the website.
Sounds
yeah, exactly.
Great.
So
yeah.
everyone can see, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That actually reminds me of as well, I mean, I'm living in New Zealand. I don't know if you guys are aware that the law for hemp for food is different everywhere. And
right.
you're lucky that you're living in Canada and you're actually, you probably don't even think about it. You just buy your hemp.
Yeah, I mean, marijuana is pretty much legal here.
And all that stuff. But here in New Zealand, it's only going to turn as, let's say, legal to use in your as food, the hemp seeds, because New Zealand only allows you to use hemp seed oil. Because
right.
obviously
I
it's
thought
just
ground
extracted.
Up hemp was okay too in New Zealand, wasn't it?
It is okay. That's a good terminology you're using because only if you say it's animal feed.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So it's not
strict.
It's not classified as a human
consumption,
food, but it's
yeah.
it's classified as animal feed, human grade. So it is human grade, but you have to sell it as if it is for animals.
Weird.
It's kind of like a very weird subject,
right.
but I just reminded me of the fact, you know, how you can make all these amazing foods. And then I just imagined, yeah, if New Zealand is going to get open for even hemp food,
right,
which we are going to step into the market with our, that's, you know, as I said, we had a cafe restaurant, then we went online and we're slowly shifting more and more into outlets, you know, like supermarkets and department stores that carry our products.
Right. That's
and
good.
Eventually
amazing.
We will be ready for the hemp to be exposed
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
a food in New Zealand and have all these amazing right away edible treats. You
yeah.
know, like bars.
Smart.
I don't want to talk too much because this is our exciting part. And
yeah.
Exactly.
Surprise people.
Now
this
we just talk
secret.
About more about you because
yeah.
there's so much like to talk about you, even like how you did your traditional apprenticeship. I think we should put that on the next podcast as well, you know?
That's quite interesting.
Because, like, this
yeah,
is such an amazing long story, too. I don't think we're going to have time.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a whole
cover
episode
yeah,
about
yeah.
how you went from...
Yeah, maybe we
know.
Structure it a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, we can structure it and if we want to talk about
totally.
How you went through your chef apprenticeship.
Maybe you ask your fans if they want to hear about it because, I mean, maybe it's...
I'm sure they
you know,
would love to, but yeah,
well,
we
it's
can.
It's a very unique story. I don't want them to miss it, definitely.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Okay.
I can't get enough
anything
of hearing
you like.
It. Yeah. But yeah, what I want to say is about New Zealand, seems like it's still possible to be plant-based, even in New Zealand, or even if you live in a little town, right? That's what we want to make...
Yeah.
Definitely. Clear here for the
I mean,
listeners.
Let's say if someone is a foodie,
right.
they may find themselves mostly in the kitchen. As I said, because of the fact that there's not much food out there, you know,
right.
in a smaller city. But places like Christchurch and Auckland
yeah,
and probably Wellington, you will be able to go to places. And if you, you know, you go to Happy Cow and all these online
right.
pages that tell you about the best or the choices in general that carry either vegan options, or it's maybe a vegetarian place that has a lot of vegan options, or maybe even is a vegan place. By now, we do have vegan cafes, you know, we do have them. I have visited a few in different cities, you know, down south in Dunedin, up north in Auckland. So they are coming and they are really good. And I really enjoy going to places and checking out food and eating other people's food, other chefs' food, other cafes' food.
I love that. How they make food and stuff like that. Yeah. I bet you in the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot more moving in.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, the tendency is increasing for places to open up.
It starts slow, but then I think eventually, you know, especially North America's booming so much with that you're going to see a lot of that come over to New Zealand and other parts of the world.
I always like to say, take a look at the States or Canada and be inspired about the future in New Zealand.
Right. I always say it takes 5 years for almost the rest of the world to catch up with North America. I don't know why, but it's like North America comes out with something.
It's a good number. I tell you, Shane, when I arrived in New Zealand in Christchurch in 2009, I felt like I was like 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years there. Okay, well, it might differ.
It's a bit slower than...
No,
sorry,
Shane.
Kiwis.
Shane, that was like in 2009. Of course, time is shifting.
Then
it speeds up. Let's say by now it's probably only 5 years.
Right, exponentially goes
depending on the internet and stuff. Yeah.
I felt like, what is going on here? I felt bored. What was not going on?
Yeah,
because
what isn't going?
I came from the future.
Totally.
Yeah, it feels like that. Sometimes.
Patricia has been plant based since 2000, like me too. So
right, so that's a good 17 years. Yeah, so a lot has changed since the time you girls started becoming vegan or plant based. Right, it's totally different world
amazing
now.
Journey.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but you got a taste when you come to here. You get a taste of how it was about five to 7 years ago. I believe if you guys come to visit one day soon,
we will.
We will.
Go out here, you go to places, you'll be like, huh? That is like old fashioned plant based food.
Yeah. Are they using a lot of soy products?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the question I have
but
to ask.
But at the same time, think about it. Think about everything kind of starts a similar way.
Yeah. Well, it's
just
not bad.
They just got to start whole food first.
Yeah for
then
sure.
Then discover vegetarian.
And
then they suddenly don't want the cheese anymore. And they want the plant-based option. And then they're going to be happy with hummus and falafel.
Ooh,
until they get a good palate developing that palate and say, no, I want more. And that's kind of like the stage at the moment. Falafel is not accepted anymore, but it's still available in most places.
It starts somewhere, right?
I love falafel.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Not accepted anymore.
Maybe you... I don't think
you eat
that much,
darling. You probably don't eat it that much.
Because maybe
Patricia
not as much
and I,
as like...
in Berlin, we ate all
probably because if
time.
It was your only thing, then but
it's
like,
delicious.
I like it once in a while.
Right.
But
in Germany, that was the staple food for vegans in about 10 years ago.
Right. The falafels. And
I know now it's not anymore. There's so much other options. But
too much
that's
competing.
Another subject maybe about Berlin.
Yeah.
But it's choices are always becoming better and better because people are asking for it. And that's why you guys, you people out there, right? Just if you don't see something, don't think it's not available. Just ask for it.
Yeah. And the more you ask, the more they're inclined to do it.
Even
cafes,
they make sure they have it soon.
Yeah.
Exactly. I noticed that too.
Yeah. I'm starting to make chefs think when I ask for a plant-based meal.
Yeah. Right.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Definitely.
Someone wants this meal. What can I do here? And then they actually think, and then maybe they think, oh, maybe I can serve this as an actual meal.
Even
it turns out good.
Exactly.
Totally.
So you need to ask and you got to build awareness that there's people out there so that chefs get more and more inclined to cook like that. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as long as we keep an attitude of, you know, almost like gratitude that you say, hey, I'm just asking and maybe you can give me an option. If not, it's okay. I'll have the whatever, you know, and they'd be like, instead of having the fries only, maybe I can think of something, as you just said.
Right.
So it can challenge them in a positive way.
In a positive way. Yeah.
I love that.
It challenges the chef. I mean, you do the same thing over and over and over again.
Come on.
Do you want to do the same thing?
Yeah.
No. A good chef wants to try something different. That's what makes a good chef and what makes you unique as a chef.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
So.
Right. Actually, this brings me to the next question. What keeps you motivated in general in life? Trisha?
Well, I definitely like to exercise. I'm hoping more to be able to say training, but at the moment we had a few things we had to take care of.
Right.
So my training has been interrupted. So I'm more like exercising at the moment here and mm-hmm. there, you know, whenever I can. But that definitely keeps you motivated, you know, pumping the heart.
For sure.
Lifting the feet and just like getting some fresh air, because I love to go for a run, for example.
Right.
But I also like to be indoors and just do my stretching, be it yoga or some
fitness.
Do
you do weights too?
And I do weights too. And it's more integrated with my fitness program that right. I usually do, you know, be it like a little bit of cardiovascular for maybe 15 minutes. And then I shift over to some weights and then strength training by no weights, you know. So I like all over body workout mostly, because then I know I have done something very good for myself.
For sure.
And I feel good about myself and I really feel it. And definitely love that kind of like happy hormones, you know.
Yeah.
Spreading.
Oh, definitely.
It's good. Yeah.
Keeps me the way I am and feel the best.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Keeps you motivated.
We just went for a run this morning. I said, oh, thank God we went for a run, because now I feel really focused and grounded to get, you know, our day started and get so much done, because we had such a busy day.
Right.
In store.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it helps with that as well.
I actually but makes me think as well, that's the sports aspect or the physical, you know, exercise aspect. But
right.
I also like vivid conversations, you know, let's say challenging or interesting conversations that are kind of out of the box.
Right.
And oh, nice.
Like this one.
I definitely like that, you know, where people think differently or ask you questions that maybe you haven't heard for a while. And I definitely enjoy these, you know, conversations. Socializing, that keeps me happy too.
Definitely motivated. Cool. Alive.
Yeah, well, yeah. Humans
kind
are very,
knowing what
very
people
social.
Are up to, and because I'm not from here, you know, so of course I'm still getting to know to the country
right.
and the people, and so I definitely like to socialize and just hang out and hear people's thoughts and worries and passions as well, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great.
Yeah, Patricia's a great listener. Yeah.
I bet.
And then of course cooking. Chef, yeah. You know, preparing food, that keeps me motivated too. Just to actually do it and eat good food.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I love, in wintertime, I just love warming drinks, you know, like literally.
So is Julia. Julia loves warm.
Yeah,
drinks.
Like lattes. And the cool thing that I like the most about that aspect is that I actually go through the range of Eternal Delight products.
Right.
It's like anytime I feel like something, I just, what do I feel like? And I like, oh, yeah. I'm going to have a golden turmeric latte, for example.
Nice.
Mm.
And yeah. Here's the funny thing. We even make different drinks with the drinks that we have. Let's say I have the powder of a hot chocolate.
Right.
It's called our hot chocolate, but it's actually raw vegan ingredients.
Right.
So it's all really nutritious. So we make it with very warm water. You don't actually need necessarily a milk substitute.
I noticed that
too.
When
there, but you don't have to.
Right.
But listen to this. This is our most exciting and favorite recipe at the moment, and we have printed recipe cards, so it's spreading actually all over New Zealand at the moment.
Do you have it on your
parcel.
Website as well?
Yes, yes, we do.
Okay, we'll put that in the show notes and people can get it if they
all right yeah please do that. It's basically we add, you will love that too, Shane.
Oh,
we
bet.
Add a teaspoon or two depending on the size of the drink, but the exact recipe is online.
Yeah,
a teaspoon of peanut butter into this hot chocolate.
I love peanut butter.
So
and
we
anything
put it in there and we blend it. And then the peanut butter turns the water into peanut milk.
So never thought of that. Peanut milk.
Hot chocolate.
Nice.
There you go.
That sounds
great.
Like a Reese's drink or something.
A Reese Pieces drink, yeah. Hmm. Is there like cacao in there?
And the funny, the cool thing about it is that our hot chocolate is not just sweetener and cacao, let's just say. It has other ingredients in there too.
Right,
like, you
secret
know, like,
ingredients.
You know, cayenne.
Oh, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. you know exactly what's on it.
People there, listening.
Is there no? There's no secret ingredients in there. It's all listed on your.
No, we have every ingredient listed on the ingredients list.
That's good.
Yep.
Nice.
So, of course, the recipe itself will list hot chocolate. So then you have to click on the hot chocolate to find out more about the actual product that we use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Quick and easy.
Right.
Yeah.
You can order off their website. Quick and easy.
Yeah, it's all there.
Quick and easy. It's all there, right?
Yeah. That's and the with beauty. Beautiful pictures, so very, you see exactly what you're getting, you know, before you even have to prepare it. It's really, really, really appetizing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. We got to try that for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a famous question about, like, where do you get your main protein?
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Oh, protein.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Vegan since 2000. Where do you get your protein? Are you protein deficient? Come right. on, you got to let us know.
Okay, so I mean, I pretty much love, ever since I got into nutrition, to eat a diversity is for me is a keyword, diversity. Eat different ingredients, always make something else. That's why the whole thing with, let's just say, tofu, yes, it has protein, or any soy product has protein. But there was a stage where I found myself, and Julia included, I'm sure, because we pretty much ate very similar, that we had most of our food was based on one form or another of soy, you know, be it
right.
tofu or mm-hmm. soy milk or yeah. whatever, hydrolyzed soy, whatever. So then we started saying, okay, is there not something else? And there wasn't. So we created. That's how I pretty much developed the passion for even more for cooking and developing my own recipes and creations. And that's pretty much how the mad scientist came about.
Yeah.
No, not mad, actually very happy.
Totally.
To come back to your question is, I was never concerned about my protein intake. I definitely was always aware of the question.
Right.
And I usually took it almost like, oh, people just don't know what they're talking about. They're just reproducing the question that maybe people ask them. They just forward it to us, the people that don't eat meat.
Right.
But in reality, I try to be as respectful as possible when people ask me that, because everyone has their reasons why they're asking a certain question, or they're concerned about something, let's say protein.
Yeah.
So I just mm-hmm. tell them where you have protein. And in a nutshell, every cell is made of protein. So here we go. I mean, everything contains protein more or less. I'm aware of that. And people should right. be aware of that, that you cannot get your protein intake from only one source, only because it has protein. I mean, even if you eat hemp, yes, it does have protein. But do you want to eat only hemp? There is no such thing to master your nutrition plan with a couple
with one,
or one or three ingredients.
Yeah,
diversity
I agree.
Is the key. That's when you get all your different vitamins and minerals and your different nutrition for protein, carbs, and fats, healthy fats.
Right.
Things like that. So I think that I don't need to say more. In the end,
no,
I
that's
say,
good. That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Get it from everywhere.
Yeah. Variety is the
definitely
key.
Respect the questions from the people that are still trying to figure out, trying to make give it sense, like we talked before, right? It doesn't
yes.
make sense maybe yet, or it does make sense. So people should feel very comfortable asking anybody, be it a plant-based person, be it a vegetarian, right? There's always
right.
a reason to ask a question, and just give the people the room to ask it and us to respond to it. So both have to be respectful.
Right, and
right.
be open. Yeah.
Definitely have
yeah.
to. Yeah.
Definitely. And how do
so,
you...
yeah, I'm just, as you pretty much introduced the question, I'm already living it since 2000.
Yeah.
So that's, thanks God, my kind of proof. And then I just add the little bit of up-to-date information that I have, you know?
Right.
And
exactly.
I'm usually very spontaneous about responding to questions, because every question is different from coming from a different person.
For
somebody
sure, yeah.
could ask me as a doctor, and another person could ask me from a flavor aspect, maybe a chef, and another person could ask me from a physiological aspect, saying, I actually can't digest it, right? What
right.
do you suggest? So always be, I'm always specific to the person. I
everybody's
like to
different,
to the person.
Right?
That's really good.
Everyone has different,
yes.
you know, genes, different everything, right?
Totally.
Some people are
different
allergic to
buds.
This, some people are allergic to that.
People have to focus on different yeah. Foods, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about B12? Do you supplement with
yeah,
B12
famous question. Do you take a B12 supplement?
Exactly.
Well, to respond short, yes, I do.
Okay.
And how I feel about it, I feel rather prevent than being sorry, you know? So
yes.
I believe in today's world,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of depletion going on in the soil. And
right.
even
yeah.
though in the past, there were maybe certain ingredients or foods reputed for high in vitamin B12. You can't necessarily rely on this anymore.
Right.
And that's why I don't say maybe you can't, but I'm just saying there's no 100% way.
Right.
So mm-hmm. just make sure you get all the nutrients. Yes, be
take
safe.
It. It's just
and
a little thing.
That's why I take my B12. And I, to be honest, I forget to actually supplement for several months. And somebody mentions it and I'm like, oh, I think I should get some. But
right.
to be honest, I don't feel the difference.
Oh,
so I'm hoping that this means that my B12 is quite well stocked up. You know,
exactly. You store it in your body.
Yeah, do you
too.
Have fortified foods like almond milk or anything like that?
Yeah, do they have that in New Zealand? I mean, I went to New Zealand.
I have fortified foods.
They put B12 in like our almond milks or soy milks or like nutritional
sausages.
Yeast or something like that.
Yeah. I do eat fermented foods per se. I love fermented foods anyway.
This could be a reason.
And then I do use nutritional yeast, not only because I love it, but also because we have products. Mm-hmm. We make our own Parmesan, which is based on maca and nutritional yeast and other ingredients. So it's like our maca Parmesan.
Yeah.
So that's why we always have it around. Mm-hmm. But I don't eat it because I want nutrition like B12.
For the B12.
As I said,
for me, it's
almost common sense to have a variety of ingredients and foods around me to eat that, you know, there's a diversity. And then I naturally make sure that I get different nutrients into my system. But again, I'm not saying that everyone should do it my way, because there might be the person out there saying, but I do have a deficiency. Then I say, well, then you need to make sure maybe to flavor, unfortunately, your food mostly with nutritional yeast if you don't mind it. So just in case, so that you just can stock up on the B12 and while you're supplementing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the supplementation takes a while, right? I mean, you guys are probably
more
aware of all that than me, but from the past that I have looked into it, it just takes time to stock up on everything.
Okay. Yep.
So people out there, take your time, you know, just enjoy the journey and the flavors. I mean, it tastes really good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The key is not to get too stressed out about things and know that you're enough and you get to where you want, you know, at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad you say that, because that reminds me of the fact that some people are so, I mean, I used to be there too, when you're like, oh, I'm eating plant-based and I don't need to supplement, right? There's this kind of pride.
Yeah.
Why get everything from my plant-based sources, so I don't actually need to supplement on anything? And then you get to the stage where you hear all these different things and you're like, oh shit, maybe I should be something, but now I said all these things. So I say, people out there, if you say something, I'm part of it. You know, I say I have said probably 10 years ago something, and now I don't use it or I do use it. So please accept
we're constantly
everyone's
learning, right?
journey
yeah.
to make changes during the journey and to get back to something and to maybe don't use something or to use something that they have said in the past they wouldn't.
And opinions change over time too, right? So what you say now, you might not believe in a couple of years, right?
You're free to change your opinion.
Yeah, and we only know what we know now, but as we learn more, we might know something different. So
that's
we might change our opinion on something, and that's quite all right.
Yes, and I think if we think about ourselves that way, that we respect us oneself, then we can respect other people's decisions and journeys.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well said. Well, thank you so much, Patricia,
for your time. We'll have to have you back on again, because you're just full of so much information, knowledge, and experience of life.
Thank you so much.
So inspiring.
But you guys too. I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It's so fresh. I mean, you just started, like, I don't even need to say the days, right? But it's quite exciting. I'm like, just started and what's to come? I mean, keep me updated. I'm going to look over to your Instagram account and see all these beautiful delicious pictures and looking forward to the recipes. So I'm excited for you guys. Good on you that you started that podcast. And
thank you. It's been pretty fun so far.
Yeah, so. Really amazing.
Nice. You're awesome.
We got some really great guests too, and now you. And yeah, it's just going to get more exciting. So yeah, thanks so much.
Every day.
I bet.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, Patricia. Well, thanks for being on the show, and we'll catch you another time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have fun down in New Zealand. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, have and, a good time thanks. And take care of yourself.
And we'll make sure to include all your information where people can find your delicious supplements and foods online.
Absolutely, yeah.
In the show notes.
And maybe I give you not maybe, I will give you a discount as well for your listeners.
Ooh, so did everyone hear that? The discount.
Excited that's to so check it out nice. Sure. deeper and maybe grab a couple things or one thing only. That's fine. That's great, yeah.
Yeah, that wow. would be,
I'll make sure I do that.
That would nice. Be great, yeah. I'm sure people sure, would love
no
that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yeah.
All right, so, Patricia. Take care, eh?
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Sure, you too.
All right. Bye. So make sure to go to our website, www.thinkplantbased.com. No dashes, just straight thinkplantbased.com for the show notes, for the discount at Eternal Delight. She's been gracious enough to give us a 25% discount to our
that's
listeners.
Pretty good.
So make sure to use code THINKPB when you check out or check the show notes.
Perfect. And make sure you check out our weekly recipes on our website.
Yeah, sign up for that. We'll be sending out weekly recipes so you'll never miss them.
Definitely. They're too good to be missed.
Yes, they are.